We understand that the tug that's outside is called the Husky from Willemstad. It's owned by Mr. Ehrman. That's the tug Husky from Willemstad. It's owned by Mr. Ehrman. The launch is called Viking. It's registered in Panama. It's also owned by Mr. Ehrman, who is on board the launch. That's the launch Viking, registered in Panama, and owned by Mr. Ehrman.
Well, there you go. But the situation still is at the moment that this tug came alongside, and also, well, it's still circling us at the moment, but the launch came alongside with a Mr. Case Manders on board. Now, Mr. Manders claims that Radio North Sea belongs to him, when, as a matter of fact, as you and I know, it belongs to two Swiss businessmen by the name of Bollier and Meister. And Mr. Manders has come along, deciding that he will take the radio station away from Mr. Bollier and Mr. Meister and make it his own. And, of course, we can't allow that to happen. And also the captain of the Mebo 2 is refusing to allow it to happen as well. He has invited Mr. Manders aboard, but Mr. Manders is the only person that he's allowing aboard until we receive instructions from our head office. So, till then, we will carry on broadcasting, not as normal, but we'll carry on bringing you music and up-to-date things of what's happening. The hatches have been locked down. All entrances to the studio and the transmitter room have been locked up, so it's impossible for anybody to get in. We're locked in here ourselves. But anyway, if anybody is listening in at the moment in our Zurich office or in Hague or in London, perhaps they would like to send us out some help, because we could do with it. The whole thing is at a stalemate at the moment, because none of us are in the position to make a decision on behalf of the company. So perhaps you could send us some instructions out, or at least send us some help. Alan West is here. Alan?
The latest news so far is that Mr. Manders has left the ship and the launch has moved away towards the tug. We don't know anything else yet.
Okay, so that is a happy thought, or it's a happy thing to end on for the time being. Once more, we still don't feel safe, of course, that the tug is there. There looks to be about 20 or 30 men on board it. And if this was the case, if they decided to come on board, there's very little we could do to stop them, as our entire crew is about 12 men strong. So we will wait until we receive help from our head office, or until we receive instructions from our head office. So till then, we'll go back to the music, and here's a record by Traffic at 2:15 called Empty Pages.
The song there from the Traffic called Empty Pages, and if you think Andy Archer's voice has changed, well, it hasn't really. It's Spangles Muldoon back on the radio again. There it was, 20 minutes now after 2 o'clock, and a very good afternoon to you. A bit of a hectic afternoon, not what I expected. I got out of bed quite calm, found a few records, had a nice lunch, drifted down, played the first hour, and then all this happens. But never mind, we may succumb, there again we may not. The position is at the moment that it seems they would like to take our radio ship into port for some reason. It seems quite in order to stay out here, but they seem to have other ideas. But never mind, we'll carry on as we are. There's an LP track this time, also a rebound sound from a band called The Young Rascals, and a song called I've Been Lonely Too Long.